So I have lived in Garfield County for the last 40 years. I raised my family here. I worked here. That was my home, and this county is my home. And I think that's the perspective I would take to this, is when I raised my family here, I was concerned about my children's safety and welfare. Looking at the county also as my home, as a leader in the county, I would need to take care of the safety and health and welfare of the people in our county. That sometimes spreads to not just what each individual needs, but it often spreads to what do employers need? Those are also people who are in our county. What do we need to do to work together for a future? So I think a little bit, that's my perspective as a woman, is kind of that kind of encompassing of not only, it's not only business, and business is important. That's my background as well. And being strong economically is important, but also looking at, the vitality and the health and safety and the future of each of those people in those communities. I'm a pre-collegiate mentor here at RE1. Out of my 13 students, 12 of them are Latino. So I get to hear their stories. I get to hear about their background. I get to understand, and I get to share my culture with them. So I understand their culture a little better. So I think that by opening the doors to communication and being a leader in that, maybe we can bring our communities closer together and we can resolve problems. If they are 50% of our population, we need more representation by the Latino community on our boards. We need them at our city councils. We need them at the number of boards that we have in each city, whether it's housing or transportation or recreation or waters. We need to hear those voices there. So I would like to see more representation from the community there. We need to make them feel safe in their communities so that we can work together on figuring out solutions once they are safe. What is the next step here? What do we do to open doors so that we can get rid of some of the fear that goes back and forth between the Latina community and the white community? And I think it goes both ways. There's a language barrier. There's a culture barrier. We need to open those doors up. And the first way to do that is to put safety in place. So we need to get rid of the fear. If we can get rid of the fear, then we can open doors to talking. And I think that's really important. If we can open doors to talking, then we can figure out ways to resolve these problems legally and figure out what we need to do so that people can be here safely and that we're taking care of them.
If elected, what are your three short-term goals?
Broad picture. Number one is affordable housing. Small picture on that would be, can we build a tiny home community as quickly as possible? It seems like something that people are interested in. Especially when you look at people approaching retirement or the millennials. Either of those communities seem interested in this possibility. So affordable housing is number one. That's where I'd like to dive in to see what the county could do. From what I can tell, the county has not invested a lot of resources and time into affordable housing. So now is the time to take leadership there. Number two is collaboration, being at the table, going to communities and being part of the discussions. And the first place that I see on the small picture on that is I think we should have representation on the RAFTA board. Transportation is a problem, especially when you look at the western side of the county. People have to commute not only for business, for getting to jobs, but they also have to commute from Parachute to Rifle sometimes just to get to shopping, to get to doctor's appointments and that type of stuff. There should be some viable transportation going on there, and the county should be part of that discussion. And the first place to do that probably is sitting on the RAFTA board. The third thing that I would like to see happen with Garfield County is evening meetings. I feel like as county leadership, we should be available to the public. And I have sat in most county commissioner meetings since the beginning of the year. And oftentimes, unless a few people have one or two concerns, it's very difficult for people to get up there and be heard, especially if it's from the western side of the county and it's a 9 to noon or a 9 to 3 meeting. It's hard to take time off from your work to do that. So I would look at immediately seeing, is there a possibility for us to at least schedule one meeting a month that goes into the evening hours instead of being restricted to just the daytime hours that they're currently scheduled?
What do you respect and admire about your community?
this has been driven home to me, but the thing that I most admire is the people. Going to all these meetings and knocking on doors and meeting people from Parachute to Carbondale, from talking to people who work in businesses, who work for government. I am so enchanted and entranced by the people in our communities and the love and the value they give to the places they work and to the places they live. It's probably been one of the best things that's come out of this journey this year of running for county commissioner. And as I said, it's driven it home even more how much I appreciate the variety of people here in our communities.
Paula, something else that you want to add?
This is my first time running for political office. And it's been an adventure. It's been an adventure, like I said, all the way since January when I really dove in. I gave up my job to say, I'm going to make this happen. And I think I've worked hard over the last 8+ months to make this happen and to try to get out and understand the problems of our community. I respect people in government. I know that they offer a lot of time and service, and I understand that even more now. And I plan to bring that with me when I take this position as county commissioner, and I hope that the voters will consider that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.